From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is recommending no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey sharply condemned Clinton and her colleagues at the State Department for how they handled classified material.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
The material was sent via a private email server Clinton established at her home in New York. The unmanned Juno spacecraft completed its engine burn Monday and began orbiting Jupiter. The spacecraft is beginning a 20-month mission mapping the planet. Scott Bolton of the Southwest Research Institute joined others at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, and heaved a sigh of relief when the orbit was achieved.
NASA did it again. That says it all to me.
Juno will be exposed to intense radiation as it orbits Jupiter. In addition to carrying scientific instruments, the spacecraft has a camera called the JunoCam, which has already sent video of Jupiter's major moons. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign. Mohammed Qaban Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The minister has been the target of anger since Sunday when a suicide bombing killed 250 people. Rescuers are still going through the blast site in the Karada district looking for missing people. This is VOA News. A report finds poverty is rising among Syrian refugees living in neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report finds significant progress has been made in providing assistance to millions of Syrian refugees living in Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, and Egypt. But despite some definite accomplishments, it says poverty continues to grow and refugee communities in host countries have difficulty accessing basic services. Though the international community has increased its contributions for Syrian relief, the UN Refugee Agency says that remains far from enough. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
President Barack Obama and one-time rival Hillary Clinton have joined forces to send the presumptive Democratic nominee to the White House.
So we may have gone toe-to-toe from coast to coast, but we stood shoulder to shoulder for the ideals that we share.
Mr. Obama Tuesday delivered an impassioned speech supporting Clinton in Charlotte, North Carolina. The president cast his former Secretary of State as an intelligent, highly qualified, hardworking, tough, and passionate leader. Italian authorities detained a vagrant Tuesday on suspicion of murdering a university student from Wisconsin. Police issued a statement identifying the suspect of Massimo Galeotto, a 40-year-old from Rome. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River on Monday, 3 days after he went missing. He was participating in a student exchange program at an Italian university. Here's the latest on Britain's scramble for new leadership. Work and Pension Secretary Stephen Crabb finished poorly in the first party vote for a successor to Prime Minister David Cameron. Crabb dropped out of the race Tuesday and threw his support to Home Secretary Theresa May, the first place finisher in the vote. Lawmakers will narrow the field to two candidates and then put the matter to a vote before the entire Conservative Party membership. A French parliamentary inquiry into last year's terrorist attacks in Paris is calling for the creation of a single national anti-terrorism agency. The suggested overhaul of the nation's intelligence services is just one of more than three dozen recommendations made by the commission in a report released Tuesday. The inquiry found the intelligence services lost track of Saïd Kouachi just months before he and his brother Sharif carried out an attack on the offices of the weekly Charlie Hebdo. A suspected member of the al-Shabaab militant group lobbed a hand grenade into a market in Mogadishu Tuesday. Witnesses say 9 civilians were wounded in the blast. Residents were shopping at the market for the Eid al-Fitr festival, which marks the end of the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan. No group has claimed responsibility. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.